So we'll start off with the Rambam and Hilchos Tzfon. The Rambam says, Hilchos Tzfon, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. Halacha L'mosh Misinai, Shein Kosfin, Sefer Torah, V'lo Mezuza, Ela B'Shirtot. Aval Tfilin, Einon Tzvichan Shirtot. Fi Shein Mechufin. Alright. So apparently, the fact that he requires Shirtot requires Halacha L'mosh Misinai. That's number one. And then the Rambam says, "Tefillin and Tzichin Shirtut l'fishem mechufin." That presents a difficulty. Why? Because if it's Halacha L'mosh Misinai, so Halacha L'mosh Misinai is Shein Kosfin lo Sefer Torah, Shein Kosfin Sefer Torah v'lo Mezuzah lo b'Shirtut. So that's Halacha L'mosh Misinai. But Tefillin wasn't included in Halacha L'mosh Misinai. So why does the Rambam have to say, "Avol Tefillin and Tzichin Shirtut l'fishem mechufin"? It's simply that's not part of Halacha L'mosh Misinai. Okay. It's like the Rambam's tshuva to the Chachmei Lanil. Yeah. Where the Chachmei Lanil asked the Rambam, asked the Rambam like this. They asked him, the Chachmei Lanil asked like this. It says, the Yilamdein Rabbeinu, and they ma or shel mezuzah ein tzarech iba l'shma, Afalpisha b'sefer Torah tefillin tzarech iba l'shmon v'nefsolin and more never l'shmon v'i mishin d'kor le'mezuzah kedusha kala ha'gam king kor le'tefillin kedusha kala. So the Chachman Lil asked the Rambam, why is it that that sefer Torah and tefillin require iba l'shmon and mezuzah doesn't require iba l'shmon? So the Rambam answers like this. He says, "Tshuva lo nezeh elamnei nishma b'mezuzah ibud l'shma." We never heard of Allah of ibud l'shma b'mezuzah. Heichad it meit, heichad loit meloit ma. I mean, that's what the Rambam says. His first answer, simply, it's a matter of halacha. So therefore, that same approach should be using the Rambam over here. Allah l'mosh misina shen kosum sefer tarvul l'mezuzah l'beshirtut. Avol tefillin ein in tzrichin shirtut. Why? Because Hechad it met Mehechad Loit Meloit. Certainly by Halacha L'mosh Misinai, that's the case. Halacha L'mosh Misinai only applies in this specific case. So why does Ram have to say Lefi Shein Mechufin? Alright, so that's one kasha. Now, another kasha is the fact that he says, why does it require Shirtut? Because Halacha L'mosh Misinai, right? But the Rambam says in the end of Perek Zion. So the Rambam says, "Kol kisvei hakodesh in kosvanos sanel b'shirtut. All kisvei hakodesh require shirtut. Afilu kosvan al aniyor. Avut the lichto shalosh tevas b'lo shirtut. Yosel ze osa. Krach ze sheyesh b'atorn vim eksuvim en kedush sas kedush sefer Torah l'kachomish b'nachomshim." Okay, but the Rambam makes it clear that in the end of Perek Zion that kol kisvei hakodesh in kosvan el b'shirtut. So therefore, since that's the case, and even three words, okay. And the Rambam says, so therefore, it's a very simple matter why by tefillin and mezuzah, I mean, why, so why does Rambam say, Allah l'mosh misinah shen kosun sefer Torah l'mezuzah l'b'shirtut? I mean, sefer Torah mezuzah is kisvei kodesh. Kisvei kodesh requires shirtut anyways. Okay? So that's another kasha. We have two kashas on the Rambam. Okay. This second kasha that we asked is really tastes as the same kasha in Sotah. Okay, and the crux of the sugya really is all in Sotah. Big tastes in Sotah. Alright, so tastes in Sotah says like this, David Zainama Beis. So the Gemara says that, Gemara says like this. Kosvay Geres, let's say Megillah Sotah, writes as an Igeres, Psulah. It's no good. Why? Basefer Amar Rahmana. Because it says basefer, and basefer means that it requires shirtut. Rashi says, "Kos v'geres below shirtut." Basefer marchmana v'alach l'mosh misinai she'asfarim tzrichim shirtut. So alach l'mosh misinai that you need shirtut. So therefore, when it says "kos v'geres psula," it means if you wrote it without shirtut. Why? Because basefer marchmana. Okay. So tesis like this: "Kos v'geres psula." Rashi pirish geres below shirtut. Basefer Amrachmana v'alach l'mosh misinai she'asfarim tzrichim shirtut. Okay. So it's alach l'mosh misinai that basefer tells you if it has a shem sefer it requires shirtut. Okay. V'kashi says, my yiri mishmin the kras sefer tepik lei. The belavach yasalichtav shum pasuk lo shirtut. All right. In other words, it, like we asked in the Ram, it's a universal halacha. You can't write any pasuk without shirtut. Damrina per kamen the gittin. Amar of Yosef man lema lunder of Yosef bar Samcha who. Who says Rav Yosef the Bar Samcha? Va'od ha'iyu the shalach leil Rav Yehuda b'nei Adam olam misham lakan hein kim b'batz mamu yitno yela b'zono v'yaldo mocher b'ayan v'yishto. So it's quoting a pasuk. The kos of lei below shirtot, and he wrote that pasuk without shirtot. So therefore, you see that he's not a gavur rabba. V'amar b'yitzchak and the Gemara says we just say shtayim kosim shalshin kosim. Why? Because he can't write kisvei kodesh. Without shirtut, Ramina b'sef perik mitzvahs chalitza. Amar baya him on the kos of gita the chalitza. So they want to write a get chalitza for a raya. Lichtov achi. Akrinu l'dido mimein yivami ad yivami upirish. Mishum l'matzel nuchtav shalosh tevos ritzufin. So you have to write it in a way that you don't write the psukim, because you're going to write three words of the pasuk ritzufin below shirtut, so you'll be over an issa. Kedemasik ma'azotra shirtet v'kosla l'kula parsha. And the Gemara says, "Maskev l'amar bravidi v'lo nitin l'kasev." You're not allowed to write the parsha, anyways. V'ilchas l'kamar zutcha that you can write it. Afgav l'lo nitin l'kasev, because it's like Rashi says over there, "Sfiras dvam ba'alma." Okay, and since it's only Sfiras dvam ba'alma, so it's not written b'teres kisvei kodesh, so it's mutter to write it. Okay, Rashi has to be interesting over there, because Rashi says, so Paskin Sateisa says that we Paskin like Marzutra. And therefore, you see, la halacha la maisa, Tesis proves, la halacha la maisa, that you have to, the Gemara held, stam of the Gemara held, that you have to have shirta, because it says shirta v'kosel of the kula parsha. And we paskin like him, so therefore you see that you have to write with shirta. Okay? So, as I mentioned before, there's something that Shkip Ma'an Rashi over there is very interesting, because Rashi says, you're not allowed to write the parsha. Why? Because you're not allowed to write mixas parsha. Mixa tarchas umanitno, and therefore it's one entity, and you're not allowed to write part of it. So Taisha says, Rashi says, but this is okay. Why? Because it's only considered Sfiras Dvaram Ba'alma. Okay. But then Rashi adds over there, he says, Hilkach Mishum Mitzvah Shari. So the question is, why does Rashi have to add Hilkach Mishum Mitzvah Shari? Rashi should have simply said, it's only Sfiras Dvaram Ba'alma, right? And that's why it's mutter. Why does he say still you shouldn't do it unless it's a dvar mitzvah? I mean, that's something that requires an explanation. Okay, so Taisva says, Taisva wants to answer his question. His question is the same question basically asked in the Rama. Tirit, so Taisva answers, Ilav mishum nekra sefer, if it weren't for the fact that it's nekra sefer, havamina afgav dasa lichtav lo shirtut. So Taisa says, I would think that if from the other halacha of shirtut that you have to write kisvei kodesh shirtut, so I would think that why, even though it's also to do it, but nevertheless, if you did it, the Megillah itself is kasha. It's just you're over an issa. Kamash malanda psula. In other words, over there it's talking about issa v'heta, whether you're allowed to write it or you're not allowed to write it. There it says you're not allowed to write it. But over here it's talking about hechsher Megillah, because you might think it's true that what? That you're not allowed to write it. But if you did do it, so it's kasha. So the question, the difficulty we have with Taisa's kasha was, that Taisa's answer was, I mean, it's a strange halacha, because basically it's an issa d'oraisa to do it. So it comes out that Basefer is coming along to tell you a halacha when you're over an issa d'oraisa. I mean, it's a strange thing. I mean, the d'oraisa is absolutely awesome to do it. Because Shnayim Kaisen, Sholosh Ein Kaisen, Sholosh Kaisen, Shavar Ein Kaisen. But the Loch is now right without Shirtut. So what he has, so why did the Torah have to have a Ribuy of Basefer? To tell you that if you're over in Isser, then the Megillah is possible. I mean, what do you need it for? I mean, it's a strange kind of halach. Okay, it's something that requires an explanation. Now Taisa goes on like this: Again, it's strange. Taisa says, "No, it seems the mayim isn't botkim. Obviously, it's not botkim. Why? Because it's puzzle." Miu Taisa says, "Lo yadayim shirtet osa ben shita l'shita lachak siva. However, I don't know if he did shear to it afterwards. Ben shita l'shita, afagav de b'shas k'siva kosav b'isura, iya megillah k'shera b'achyalo. However, I don't know if he did shear to it later, even though b'shas k'siva, he wrote it b'isser, so Tesis is mesupik, whether or not the megillah is kosher, that way. Okay. So on the surface, say Tesis' question is whether you could put the shear to it later, whether you were the seder of the shear to it. You have to have shear to it before, or you could put the shear to it later. That's on the surface that you could say Tesis Chakiris. But you look closely at Tesis, it's not mashma like that. Because Tesis says, Afagav de Bishas Ksiva Kosav B'Isura. So Tesis says that Tesis' question is like this. The question is that why should I say it's no good? Because Bishas Ksiva, he wrote a B'Isura. So what do I care if he wrote a B'Isura? So what if a sofer doesn't iser b'shas k'siva? That's not going to be mevatel the chefta shel megillah, correct? And what I care is over an iser. And why should that be a consideration? The fact that it was over an iser, therefore I might think that it's no good. Or it's good in spite of the fact that he was over an iser. I mean, who cares whether it's over an iser? I mean, what if the guy at chazer b'shas he's writing the megillah? Who cares? There's nothing to do with the megillah itself. So what is Taisha's question over here? Okay. Now Tesis goes on. It says, "Vodim Rebbe comes Rabbi Lemigila Hilchasim is the Tzricha Shirtut Avolot Tefillin. That must require Shirtut, but Tefillin do not require Shirtut." Nira Tesis says it would appear the Hachi Hilchasa Gemirilo that this is a Loch Lamash Mesina. The Ein Lo Lashartei Tefillin. He's not allowed to do Shirtut by Tefillin. Dilo Teima Hachi, because if you're not going to say that, but you're going to say that what? That you can be Mesharte Tefillin, but you don't have to be Mesharte Tefillin, like the Rambam implies. Eloha, the pasuk avolot filin, the lo mifsili, ikos from below shirtut. But this was we paskin that filin on apostle, if you wrote them without shirtut, mi yitzorach lo sharte, mishim das lech below shirtut. Ah. So Tesis now is going back to his original thing. He says there's two alochas. One is alocha of an isser. Now let it write without shirtut. The other is alocha in hechsher of the megillah. That's Tesis' answer. Right? Okay. So he says now he's applying it to tefillin. He says, by tefillin, you can't use those two categories. You can't say by tefillin that what? That if you write it without shirtut, it's kosher. But still, you shouldn't do it because you're coming under the iser. He says, that by tefillin won't work. Why? Because he says, if you're going to say that, him can't hold the makshas and they hold the tefillin shabolo. Ain't no some man mezuzah. Gemara says, tefillin shabolo, you don't make a mezuzah. She'im arid no some gdusha chamor le gdusha kala. Because you can't go from Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala, time or deim or reading. The reason why you can't do it, the Gemara says, because you can't go from Tefillin to Mezuzah. Ava Mishum Shirtut, lo. So the Gemara asks, but how can you do it anyways? Because from Tefillin to Mezuzah, you're going to have a problem. Because Tefillin, you don't need Shirtut, and Mezuzah, you do need Shirtut. Umishani Tanoi. So the Gemara says, you must say that this is going according to Mandama, that by Mezuzah, you don't need Shirtut. If you're going to say that la locha you're not allowed to write tefillin without shirtut because of the first halacha, you're not allowed to write any kisvei kodesh without shirtut, and in tefillin that would apply. If you could have been mishatet, have a matzah lemeimer, the Gemara should have said that it was a normal sofer, he didn't want to be over nis the raisa, and therefore the tefillin was mishur tatan. So what's the Gemara's kasha? That what are you going to do with shirtut? The only problem you'd have is kedusha chamor kedusha kala. Which is exactly what the member states. Elashma mino. So you see from this, the hachi gemirala, the lo motzi l'shartetu. You cannot be meshartet the tefillin. Okay. So now this was another question raised. I mean, the question now emerges: is what is the whole institution of shirtut? Because it's a strange thing. I mean, you see over here that shirtut. If you're gonna, I mean, you understand shirtut is commonly understood. It's a milah. But I could have a locha l'moshe m'sinai that says that bedafki you should not be meshatei tefillin. I mean, what kind of a locha is this? That it's an issur to be meshatei tefillin. And it's tefillin apostle of shirtut. I mean, it's just not all das that should be the halacha. In other words, like this. In other words, it will come out that the halacha l'moshe m'sinai tells you to be over an issur. That's very strange, because all Kisvei Kodesh really require Shirtut. So now over here, the Loch L'Moshe M'Sinai is going to come along and tell you, the daf, you know, be over in Issa. And what? And right without shit. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, that was a question. Also, we brought back the, we wanted to mention that that we said that the kasha we asked on the Rambam is the same kasha that Taisus asks. But we wanted to point out that the Rambam cannot the Rambam cannot make use of Taisus' answer. Because what's Taisus' answer? Taisus' answer is that there's two halachas. One is that it's an iser to be kosher without shirta. Okay, that's one halacha. But the second halacha is in Hechshar HaSefer, right? The Rambam won't work. Why? Because the Rambam says in the end of Perek Zayin, the end of Perek Zayin, we say, Kol kis kashin kosher nosan ola b'shirtut. Ava kosher, so ain't kosher nosan ola b'shirtut. So then he, but Allah l'moshim yisina, he says, she ain't kosher nosan ola b'shirtut. Says ola b'shirtut. If he had liked Taisvis, he should have said, Allah l'moshim yisina, not she ain't kosher nosan ola b'shirtut, because that's the same thing he said, that's the very same Allah. So you don't need Allah to tell you that in kosman sefer Torah lo mezuzah ala b'shirta. That you don't need, because that's already a general locha. In kosman kol kisek kodesh in kosman ala b'shirta. So the Rambam should say Allah lo Moshe Sinai she sefer Torah umezuzah psulam b'lo b'shirta. That's what the Rambam should say. And since the Rambam keeps it in the exact same frame, Allah lo Moshe Sinai she in kosman sefer Torah ala b'shirta, so you can't answer Taisus Teretz. So it comes out that the kasha, the kasha we raised on the Rambam, which we said is really Taisus kasha and Saita, you can't answer with Taisus answer. Okay? All right, so basically it's like this. You have two kashas on the Rambam, right? Why did he have to, the kasha we just mentioned now, okay? Why do you have to have Halacha L'Moshe Sinai if it's Ein Kosman anyways? That's one. Second kasha on the Rambam was, why does Rambam say B'nei Shem Mechufin? He says himself in the Tshuva L'Chachmanul, Hechadit Me'et Me'echad Lo'ad Me'la'atma. That's what he should have said over here. We know by Mezuzah, we know by Sefer Torah, no Halacha by Tefillin. Right? That's two. Third kasha we have is, the whole thesis is difficult. Because it's going to come out that the Halacha, that the Halacha of Sefer was written for an Avarian. Because basically, Ein Kosven Kisrei Kodesh B'lo Shirta. So what do you have to have Sefer by Megillah? To tell you that if you did it, if you were over the Aveira, so then it's what do you call it? It's possible. I mean, it's a difficult thing to say that it's a Nisida Raisa, so that a reboot came for an Avayan. Okay. Then the question is the whole concept in Taisvis there, where he says that the Mayim's not Botkin, which seems to be a Dabar Pashit, and then also, what do I care if he was over in Avera, B'shas Maisa or not? Doesn't seem to make any difference. And then, finally, the question of how could you have a Loch L'Moshe Sinai to tell you do an Avera? Doesn't make any sense. Taisa himself says that if he wrote the Megillas Sota without Shittu, to be over in Avera. Question is, Pasul Akashas, now you have a Loch L'Moshe Sinai that tells you to be over in Avera, and write the Tefillin. How do I sit down to write Tefillin? I mean, the first three words will be over in Avera. Strange thing. Okay. Now we have an interesting Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam takes on a whole different approach. Av Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, Shodam in Shoshin Kosvin, Hainuim Lo Shirtet Klal. That's if you didn't do any Shirtet at all. Avlam Shirtet Bedalat Peyas Agilionim. But if you did Shirtet on the four sides of Agilionim, Afid Lo Shirtet Ben Shit Lo Shita Chash of Shirtet. Afilu when you say for Torah, okay, so Rabbeinu Tam comes along the new halacha that everybody's making a mistake. That shirtut is not halacha ben shura l'shura, but it means on the four sides of a gilyonim. In other words, on the four sides of the cloth, you have to have a square. Okay, I mean, it sounds very strange that Ev Machlok Shoshanim has to watch shirtut. I mean, where did he get the idea that four sides of a gilyonim is shirtut? I mean, he just didn't know what it is. Strange thing to say. I mean, suddenly Rabbeinu Tam's going to come with a new idea of shirtut. From where? Okay. But anyways, that's what he holds. And also, he holds that that's the halacha. That's even good even with regard to Sefer Torah. So, in other words, he held that, let's say, for instance, the issur of writing a pasuk. So he held all you have to do is do the four sides of the Gilead. then it's also strange. The pasuk could be anywhere inside that letter. I mean, it's just something that does not all of us. And then he goes inside this. Elamishim zekelivan veyu tzarach l'sharte ben kol shita v'shita. But there's aloha zekelivan veyu, right? So he says because of zekelivan veyu tzarach l'sharte ben shita l'shita. So now again, it's difficult. I mean, what is shirtut? I mean, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's an amorphous kind of idea. I mean, on the one hand, there's shirtut in the four sides of the gilyan, and then he's telling me the shirtut of zekelivan veyu. I mean, so what is it? It's like a mysterious halacha that appears in different forms. I mean, shirtut can't just be anything. I mean, if it's halacha of zekeli van veil, which means to say that's what shirtut was when the halacha was given. So halacha was given that this is what shirtut is. So now where do the four sides of Gilyonim come in? I mean, it's a strange thing. I mean, so he says. Alright? That Megillah requires Shirta just like in Mitashal Torah. So this, according to Ben Atam, cannot mean Sefer Torah. Because Megillah requires Shirta, Ben Shit Lishita. So what is Mitashal Torah? Pirish Rach, the Lavain of Sefer Torah, Ela Mezuzah. The Lishna Mita Mashmik Yechida Shal Torah. The Haina Mezuzah, Yesh Bo Malcha Shemayim. Okay? The Chainiker. All right, so therefore, Rabbeinu Tam comes out with that what that there is a shirtut ben shita l'shita by mezuzah. All right, and that's the same shirtut that you have to have by Megillah Esther. Right, so it comes out now. So it comes out again. I mean, the question is even more. So Rabbeinu Tam has three types of shirtut. He has shirtut on the four sides. Okay, then he has a shirtut of zekelim aveil, right, and then he has a shirtut of what by mezuzah Megillah, which is ben shita l'shita, not because zekelim aveil. I mean, so what is it? I mean, okay, the chenik, the sefer Torah mamish mishtoyo kro. He proves it can't be sefer Torah. The code of MSM can. Okay, so he proves it can't be that if it's being about sefer Torah, so then you wouldn't need you wouldn't need to learn out the tougher bepishtin is psula from sefer because you can learn it from sefer Torah. Okay, fine. Lashmami leshita mezuzah itzrach the hosam tfira leka. So he says like this. He says now, he says now you can answer the Rabbeinu Tam. You can answer the kasha that we had before. Because when Taisa started off, he says, what do you do with the halacha to not let her write any pasuk without shirtut? So how could the Gemara over there say that the Gemara over there asks a question that what are you going to do with Shirtut when you go from Tefillin to Mezuzah? So that's no kasher, because you're not allowed to write any Pascha Shirtut. And the Sofer Mestama was a Sofer Kasher. He's a Yerusha Mayim, so he wouldn't write without the Shirtut. So probably all Tefillin have Shirtut. So Rabbeinu Tam says, according to his Pshat, there's no problem at all with that. Why? Because he says there isn't even a minute to do by tefillin shirtut. Why? Because all you need for shirtut is what? Is the four sides. But ben shita l'shita you don't need by tefillin. Okay, because Rabbeinu Tam is learning that the whole halacha, the ikar halacha of shirtut according to Rabbeinu Tam is the four sides of the gilyan. Okay, four sides of the gilyan. That's the ikar shirtut. So therefore, you'll need by tefillin, okay? But ben shita l'shita according to Rabbeinu Tam is no halacha by kisvei kodesh in general. Tefillin falls under kisvei kodesh according to Rabbeinu Tam. So, but mezuzah is the only exception. That's halacha l'mash misinai. They require the shita ben shita l'shita, okay? So therefore, that's the Gemara's kasha is very good. That tefillin there wasn't even a minute to write a shita. He says, on the contrary, the film miller, oh, the chain, ain't self a shotgun, got seen him a sham, pegram a leaking, call a pup of the devil, say, and the grehejit. Hashti is slam, what ain't shirk and shoot it, tiny ben a sheet, and I will bedal pay a shirk and shoot it. Love green and shosh and kosin. So, Taisa says that the sonnet was very good, because the halacha that you're not allowed to write in the kisvei kodesh without shirtut, that really is satisfied by what? By the four sides of the gilyot. So therefore, tefillin is fine. And there isn't even a minig to do it, because on the contrary, kol apatim and adav osay is nikra hejet. He's considered a hejet. So therefore, why should tefillin be mishur tatim? Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam, there are two more Rabbeinu Tams on it, elaborates on it. Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin on the Vav and the Beis, and Rabbeinu Tam also in Menachos on the Beis and the Beis. Okay, basically, if you look at those Rabbeinu Tams, you'll see there's a little bit of a variation there. Okay? For over here, because, I'll tell you, because like for instance, over here he says, Shema Mani Refel Minigleko. But before, by Sefer Torah, he says, there's a little bit of a stinger Rabbeinu Tam himself. Because before he says by Sefer Torah, Afilin says Elamishum Zekelev Aveyot Tzorch L'Shartet Ben Kol Shita V'Shita. So Rabbeinu Tam says before by Sefer Torah that Tzorch L'Shartet Ben Shita V'Shita. So why don't you say the same thing by Tefillin? Okay, it's a little bit of a steerer here. Afilin Minigleka. Okay, so the Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin says that there's a difference. Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin is a little different. Rabbeinu Tam says, "Mashma dein regilus shatei klal lo sefer Torah lo tefillin, v'hainu mishum de nikra hejot." So over there, getting Rabbeinu Tam says, even by sefer Torah is nikra hejot. And over here, Rabbeinu Tam seems to say, on the contrary, that it's a good idea. You should do shirta because they kill him aveil. Umi u'imein asefer yochel l'chavin yofe b'lo shirta tzorch l'shatei v'kol shirta v'shita mishum zei kill him aveil. So Rabbeinu Tam says that it means that however, if the sofer can't do well, so then he has to do shirta because they kill him aveil. Alright, so I mean, okay, so you could say that the Rabbeinu Tam that was brought down over here is not exact, and basically saying he holds the same way. Let's assume he holds the same way. And even though he says that Tzrichen, he means if in a case where the sofer can't, write well, any yochel lechtel yofa. What am I parakama the Megillah, the Rishon, the Emes, Mamash, the Rishon, 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 the Rishon. Okay, same thing as over there. Now he says, a second, where is he? Alright, so on the surface, I mean, it would seem to be a little bit different to the Rabbeinu Tam over here. He says, even by Sefer, but if we accept the taste in Gittin, and we're not really that medactic in the Lashon, the taste in Sota, so you could say it's both the same Rabbeinu Tam. It is both the same Rabbeinu Tam. And basically, Rabbeinu Tam held that, so it comes out, Rabbeinu Tam held even by Sefer Torah is Nikra Hejit. Okay. Yeah. Here, Rabbeinu Tam Menachos Aflam Beis on Beis. Rabbeinu Tam Menachos is like this. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Torah Boy Shirta, Mishum Zekelev Aveil. Sounds funny. It sounds like you can't really reconcile the two, like we're trying to. Trying to make peace between the Tesis and Rabbeinu Tam and Sota, Rabbeinu Tam and Gittin. But actually, it would seem that you have to be Dagan Lashon. That really, it's two Rabbeinu Tams. Because over here, he says clearly, he says that the Sefer Torah boy shirtut mishum zekelev aveil, aval tefillin the mechusin ba'or lo bor shirtut to lo shayich bunoi. All right, this is a third Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so it's a third Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, if you're going to say what Rabbeinu Tam meant was that wherever the sofer can't write well, so then, what should you do? He should do what? Wherever the sofer can't write well, he should do shir to it. So then you shouldn't be machalik between Sefer Torah and Tefillin. You know what I mean? What's the difference if he can't write well by Sefer Torah, can't write well by Tefillin? It's Allah, a good person. A person can't write well, so he has to write the parshas properly. I mean, there's no question in Allah that a superior parsha is a superior kiyum, and that's a kelev aveil. Can't tell me that tefillin has to be written sloppy. No, there's no halacha to write tefillin nicely. That's impossible. So the ksav, whenever you have the ksav should be a beautiful ksav. That's a kingdom of Zekiel and Avil. So what difference does it make if it's Sefer Torah or if it's tefillin? So you see clearly that something's going on in Rabbeinu Tam. It's two Rabbeinu Tams. One Rabbeinu Tam held that what? Apparently Rabbeinu Tam was Rabbeinu Tam at different times. One time Rabbeinu Tam held that what? That there's no difference in Sefer Torah and Mezuzah. And he held that what? That you should be. He held that Sefer Torah and Mezuzah, there's no difference. But he held that it's an exceptional situation. That's the place in Gittin, basically. That if the sofer can't write properly, so then he does shir tut. Okay? If he can't write properly. Otherwise, he shouldn't do shir tut. He shouldn't. He shouldn't do shittut. Why? Because if he does shittut, it's going to be called a patman of devil saying ikrehejit. Okay? That's Rabbeinu Tam and Gittin. Rabbeinu Tam and Soto holds that by Sefer Torah you should do it because it's a Kelev Veil. It would appear that Rabbeinu Tam and Soto would appear, you could line up with the Rabbeinu Tam and Menachas, actually. Because there, even though he doesn't give the reason, the Neshei Mechufin, but it would appear that those three could line up, actually. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam and Soto says by Sefer Torah you should write it because it's a Kelev Veil. But by Tefillin, he says, it's not even a minute to do it. But it doesn't explain why. So it could be the Rabbeinu Tam and Sota is the same as Rabbeinu Tam and Menachos. So you have two Rabbeinu Tams, actually. One Rabbeinu Tam holds that by Sefer Torah you should do it because it's a Kelev Veil. But by Tefillin, you don't do it because it's Mechufin. And the other Rabbeinu Tam holds that Sefer Torah and Tefillin are both the same. And really, you shouldn't do it because Kol HaPatman HaDavar Seh Nikra Hedya. Unless you have an unusual sofer that just can't write straight, so then he should do it. Okay? So those are the two Rabbeinu Tams. So apparently Rabbeinu Tam was Masot. The question we raised over here is that why does Rabbeinu Tam hold by Tefillin for sure, for certain, and the Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin, I mean, it holds even by Sefer Torah. Kol HaPatim and Adav Vosayu is Nikra Hedya. And Kol HaPatim and Adav Vosayu is Nikra Hedya means where the person is breaking the halachic system. Halacha says Mitztayas Patim and Asukah. So he sits, even though it's raining, he's machmer, he sits in the sukkah. So he's a shota, he's a patman adover. He's acting against the halachic system. He doesn't have a commitment to the halachic system. He has a commitment to his own emotional desires. So that's called a patman adover, I say, as nikra hedya. But over here, it would seem that that shouldn't apply, because since it's a halacha it is a halacha of zekele maveyu, I mean, even if you say it's just in the case where he needs it. But I mean, it's not really it's not a terrible thing. I mean, why is he nikra hedyet? So he went a little extra. Instead of sitting down and thinking, can I write it? Maybe I'll write it a little better. The shirtut certainly helps. So you can't say the man is considered a shota hedyet, like he's breaking the halachic system. He put in the shirtut. Shirtut certainly makes it a little better, just because he could do it without the shirtut. I mean, why should that make him? Why should that be such a terrible thing? Is a patman davar yaseo? Say it was machmer. He wanted to make sure that everything is exactly perfect, and he used the shirtut, which helps him ben shita l'shita. Certainly, it's something that helps. You can't say that a person can write exactly the same when he has a line on top. He doesn't have a line on top. It's just not a loladas. You have a line on top. You have a guideline, so it helps you. So why is he saying nikra hedyot? I mean, according to both Rabbeinu Tams, he'll be nikra hedyot if he does it either by tefillin, either the Rabbeinu Tam and where in Sota where he says he's a nikra hedyot by tefillin, or the Rabbeinu Tam and Gittin where he says he's nikra hedyot by both of them, even by Sefer Torah, okay? And why is he nikra hedyot? What's just a terrible thing? Because everybody's moda. He's a moda where the guy needs it, he can do it. So he went the extra length to make sure that everything's perfect. Didn't have such confidence in himself. That's nikra hedyot. Doesn't make any sense. Okay, that was another problem. Yeah, I mean, obviously the machlokes, the two Rabbeinu Tams, the machlokes between the two Rabbeinu Tams is like this. According to the Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin, all right, it comes out like this. It comes out that there's absolutely no halacha. There's no halacha of zekele maveo once there is the shirtut there. It's just a matter of helping you in the writing process. That's Rabbeinu Tam where Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin. But Rabbeinu Tam in Sotah, Rabbeinu Tam in Menachos, he holds that there is a kiyum of having the shirtut if you need it and you did it, so then there is a kiyum of zekele maveyu in having the shirtut there bein shita l'shita. It's a kiyum of zekele maveyu. You don't have to do it, but it's a kiyum of zekele maveyu to have the shirtut. But by tefillin not, because by tefillin it's mechufin. I mean, that's clear. In other words, which makes the question on Rabbeinu Tam of nikra hedyot even worse, because Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam in Sota and the Rabbeinu Tam in Menachos both seem to say that when it comes to Sefer Torah you need shuta because of zekele maveyo, and he differentiates between tefillin which is mechufin which doesn't need it. So you see, he holds clearly you always need it all the time because zekele maveyo. So that really shows you, because it's always a little better with the shirtut. It's actually better. I mean, and it's a hidur. So that's really an open steward in Rabban Tam. And the one there, Rabban Tam says, by Sefer Torah, you should always do it because of Zekeh L'Maveo, which implies it's always better. Look, what's wrong with the shirt? It's certainly better. So that really, and the other Rabban Tam says, no, only if you need it. That's Rabban Tam and Gittin. So how can Rabban Tam and Gittin say he's Nikra Hedyot? If the Rabban Tam himself holds his other shita, the other Rabban Tam held, they should always do it because of Zekeh L'Maveo. You understand? The fact that there is a Rabbeinu Tam that holds it by Sefer Torah should always do because Eli Kelev Aveil, which means to say, if you didn't do it, it's not possible because you have the four sides, because that's the Iker Shirtur. But you still should do it because Eli Kelev Aveil, Ben Shitur Ish Lashita, which implies why? Because it looks better, it's nicer, it's better, a little better, whatever it is. Okay. And now you have the other Rabbeinu Tam that says, Rabbeinu Tam Megitin, that says that when it comes to Sefer Torah, if you did Shirtut, it's actually your Shoti, your Nikra Hedyot. Why should we nikra hedyot? Is he's machmer? What's wrong? Okay, but that's clear. There's two Rabbeinu Tams, because Rabbeinu Tam and Menachos differentiates between tefillin and sefer Torah, because it says mechufin, and the other Rabbeinu Tam has nothing. You don't need any svar mechufin. He just holds it depends whether you need it or not. Okay, both Rabbeinu Tams, of course, will answer the kasha. Why the Gemara doesn't say b'mishur taught them by tefillin? Either because he holds because mechufin and there's no kim zekel maveo, all right, and he's nikra hedyot. Or if you quite say for Torah and Tefillin, doesn't the same Mishnah taught them because it wasn't a minute to they didn't have to do it, because most people can do without Shirtut, can write without Shirtut. Okay, and if you could write without Shirtut and you do Shirtut, so then you're over the Nikra Hedyot. Okay, but that's the main kasha. How can Rabbeinu Tam say Nikra Hedyot altogether? If Rabbeinu Tam himself, the other Rabbeinu Tam is Moda, that what? That it's you mechuyev to do because I kelim aveil. It's always a little better. So why shouldn't you do it? Yeah. Then another question like this. Another strange thing about Shirtut is Machlokes and Menachos Aflam Beis on Beis. The Gemara says like this, that the Gemara brings down a Machlokes whether Mezuzah needs Shirtut or not. The Gemara says, Aboy Shirtut, Domar Rav Minyumi Bar Chilki, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Kol Mezuzah Sheinu Mishir Tetes Es Psula. Okay. Rav Minyumi Bar Chilki, Didei Amar, Shirtut Shal Mezuzah, Aloch Lamosh Mesina. So he says a question whether you need it, Stam, or whether it's a lach l'mosh m'sinai. And then he wants us to know, it's not really a mishim rabbeinu tefillin mezuzahs, nechtav shlom ha'ksav ein tzrichas shirta. V'hilchasah, tefillin lo boi shirta. Mezuzah is boi shirta. Okay? So the halacha is that what? So halacha is, so you have a three of machlekes. One sheet tells mezuzah lo boi shirta. One sheet tells a lach l'mosh m'sinai. And the other sheet tells the only lach l'mosh m'sinai. Alright? Okay. Right, so that's not a question. How can you have such a machlekes, or a wide range machlekes? Now? So let's go back. So now we'll go back to the basic question. Basic question is, what is shirtut? What kind of halacha is shirtut? Alright. So in Rashi, we we'll want to say like this. First, the first shot of Taisus in Sotah. What is shirtut? So one says like this, that the definition, what is shirtut basically? One says shirtut is machshiv d'ksav. Shirtut is a locha that is machshiv d'ksav, and it makes what's ever written under the shirtut, it gives it special significance. That's basically, according to Rashi, what shirtut is. It's machshiv d'ksav. Okay. It's not part of the process of writing. Because were it part of the process of writing, so then Taisus could never say we say in Rashi, we mean the first half of the Taisus. So then Taisus could never say basically that what, if it's really part of the writing process, he can never say you put it in later. That's the biggest writer, because Taisus says you put it in later, he's not sure whether it would be good. If it's part of the writing process, it means first you have to write a line on top. And then you have to start writing so you have a straight line. That's like Rabbeinu Tam holds. That's halacha of Noah, that's halacha of Zekeh L'Maveo. So then, of course, it wouldn't help if you put in the shirtut later. That's no good. What good is it going to do? But a court, whoops. That's what shirtut does. So you see, according to the Taisus, shirtut is not a halacha of the process like Rabbeinu Tam held, Zekeh L'Maveo. But it's a halacha that it's machshiv d'ksav. It means it gives the ksav a designation and a chashivus, and that's basically the function of shirtut. That's why Taish says it doesn't make a difference. Put it in later. And Machshav Iksav later. Okay. So the only thing is like this, that really the Iksav itself is made up of two components. You have the substance of Iksav, all right? The substance of Iksav, right? And then you have Iksav itself, writing itself, contains ideas, okay? In other words, the substance of the letters is one thing, but the letters contain ideas. I mean, it's as if like you have a physical thing and a physical body there, but there's a soul, okay? So it's an invisible entity, but Iksav has a soul. In other words, the soul that Iksav is the ideas that it conveys. Not physical, you can't see it, you just have a physical substance, but there's something else there. They're the ideas, which are invisible, but they emerge from Iksav. So what we want to say is like this, that really there's two mechayvim of shirtut. One mechayv of shirtut is really what? Is a mechayv of shirtut. The mechayv of shirtut from the halacha and the gemara, where it says that you're not allowed to write any kisvei kodesh without shirtut, that's not halacha in the substance of the ksav. Okay. That's a halacha in the ideas of the Dvar Hashem. In other words, that's why it says two or three. The question is whether three words identifies the Dvar Hashem or whether four words identifies the Dvar Hashem. But once you identify the Dvar Hashem, so then the halacha requires that you be machshev, that ksav, and you give it a special designation through shirtut to show this is different than anything else in the world. Okay? So then, and if you don't do that, so then it's basically a degradation of what? Of the Dvar Hashem. That's the halacha where it says it's an isser. That's why Tei says it's an isser. So what's the isser? The isser is bizui Dvar Hashem. You're just treating Dvar Hashem like an ordinary writing. Okay? So that's one halacha. That's the halacha in Shirtut Benogeya to Ein Kosvin Kol Kisei Kodesh Ela B'Shirtut. Okay? But then there's another halacha of Shirtut. That shirtut is machshav, the substance of the ksav. In other words, that's why, for instance, halacha is, you see in the end of Taisus says, when you write a letter, you also have a problem that I can quote a pasuk without shirtut, right? So Taisus says, it depends on your kavana, okay. But why is that a problem? I mean, it's not kisvei kodesh. I'm just writing it on, it's not written on cloth. I'm writing it on a regular piece of paper on in your. So why should I be mechayev in shirtut? Right? So the nyor shouldn't be mechayev in shirtut. It has to be kisvei kodesh. Kisvei kodesh requires cloth, tachsistas, whatever the specific thing is. Gvil, it depends. But there's requirements for the background, okay? So over here, I'm just writing on a nyor in regular handwriting, not a sofer. So apparently, pesos doesn't make any difference. Why? Because in terms of the Dvar Hashem, what's the difference? Whether you're writing it on yarn or writing it on a cloth, it doesn't make any difference because the ideas are there. So the moment you have three words, it's a reference to the ideas of the Dvar Hashem, and you can't treat the ideas of the Dvar Hashem in a disrespectful fashion, which means that you're just not going to be machshev it through shirtut. So that's one halacha of shirtut. But then you have another halacha of shirtut where you need a substance of ksav. That's halacha in kisvei kodesh. Kisvei kodesh have specifics of how you have to write them. You have to write them on cloth. You have to write them on with yod. It's a special yod, and the tzuras osios and chaseros and yaseros and a whole system of ksav. A whole system. It's a different. There, the halacha is the substance. Halacha of a substance of ksav. So there, that's another halacha of shirtut. That shirtut is machshiv the substance of ksav. Okay. That's halacha of Basefer. That's what one says by Megillah Sotah. Kosvei Geras is psula. Why? Because Basefer Rahman. What is Basefer? Basefer means a sefer has a certain form, and it requires a certain form, a certain tzura. Okay? And it's the tzura sa'osius, the substance of the ksav. So that's the second halacha in shirtut. That shirtut is machshav the ksav itself, and renders the ksav a full din of ksav in kisvei kodesh, and without it, the substance of the ksav is missing. Okay. So, okay. So now we understand Tosfos Teretz. Because before we asked the question, we said, well, what is a loch of Basefer comes to tell you, you need a special reboot to tell you in case a guy's over a veritz? No. The answer is that it's two separate halachas. One halacha is benegeya to the iser of being mevazeh d'var Hashem. That's halacha of Ein Kosfin. There you don't need Basefer. That's the universal halacha. It's not even halacha l'mash b'sinai. It's just a plain halacha. It's halacha that of course, I mean, it was given at Sinai, but it wasn't given as halacha l'mash b'sinai. It wasn't given as a separate halimut. Just halacha that d'var Hashem requires, demands, that you show reverence to d'var Hashem and you mashart it. But Basefer is a separate halacha. Basefer is a halacha in Hechsher of the Kisvei Kodesh. In Hechsher Kisvei Kodesh, so that's where Basefer comes in, and you must have sheared it in order to endow the Ksav with the Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh. And if you don't have the shoot, there's no Kisvei Kodesh. That's Basefer. Okay. So now we understand what Taisva says. Taisva says, let's say, for instance, you wrote it without your tut, and then later, what happened, you were mesharte v'nishita l'shita. Would that be good or not? Okay. What's Taisva's question? Taisva's question is like this, that if you wrote it originally without your tut, so it comes out that these words, since you weren't mesharte, so in terms of the Dvar Hashem, they were lacking. They were lacking in terms of the Dvar Hashem. Now, that was because that's the Isser. Because the fact the Isser is to treat the Dvar Hashem as an ordinary something which is ordinary, in which case, the ideas, you're not machshav the ideas in the Dvar Hashem. So therefore, it was written that way. But now, later, I'll be meshartet. So Taisa's question is like this. Now, Shirtut's going to work on the substance of the Ksav. But now could I say that the Kedusha of the Dvar Hashem returns also? Or no, it's too late for that. Because as you wrote, you weren't Meshartet the Dvar Hashem. And therefore, in terms of the Kedusha of the Dvar Hashem, it's lacking. Now you've been Meshartet. So the Shirtut, we said there's a Shirtut for the Dvar Hashem, there's a Shirtut for the Ksav. So I could say it like this. You wrote it before, and you weren't Meshartet. So in terms of the Kedusha of the Dvar Hashem, no. Now you're Meshartet in terms of the substance of the Ksav. So it's too late. You have a ksav. Taisus held the other side. What's the other side? The other side is that since you did what? That since you did shirtut later, so the shirtut actually is shirtut. Now you have a shirtut in terms of the substance of the ksav, right? So now it comes out the moment you meshartate, the new substance of the ksav emerges. So a new substance of ksav emerges, completely new. So if that's the case, so then the ideas of the ksav can reemerge. The ideas of the ksav can reemerge, and that's why Taisvus said that's Taisvus Chakir. Do I say, in other words, that once he wrote the Dvar Hashem without Shirtut, so therefore, when you are Meshartet, all you're doing is being Meshartet the Ksav as a substance of Ksav, but the ideas are lacking? Or do I say, no, now it's a whole new phenomenon. Now, once you Machshev the substance of the Ksav, so now the ideas will return. Now it's a new substance of Ksav, so therefore the ideas will come back. In other words, the question is whether shirtut on the ksav creates a totally new ksav, or shirtut just adds a new dimension to the old ksav. But the old ksav was devoid of the kedusha of the Dvar Hashem, so now you can't do anything about that now. Okay, that's Taisvus Chakir, and now you understand what Taisvus says about the Megillah being psul. He says v'nira deloha yamayim bot kamal yada. So what's Taisa saying? Of course the mind wouldn't be bugged if it's Megillah Psula. But the answer is, that was Taisa's question. Taisa's question was, is Bedikas Amayim Tolui in the Hechsher, that Taisa is saying that the question like this, let's say for instance by the Dvar Hashem, I'm not Meshartet. So it's two possible things to say. You could say the ideas of the Dvar Hashem are there. Okay, the Kedusha of the ideas are there. But I was over in Issa. Or you could say that the fact that there's no Shir to it renders those words devoid of the ideas of the Dvar Hashem. Okay? It's two possibilities. Say it's not an Isser. You have the Dvar Hashem, but the only you have a reference to the Dvar Hashem. But the only thing is that you are an Isser. It's a personal Isser. Or you could say no, that since there's no Shir Tut, so it lacks in the very Kiddush of the Dvar Hashem. So that's what Tais says. Venirish loya might mayim bokim al yoda. He says that's for sure that if you don't have the shear to it, that it lacks in the kedusha of the Dvar Hashem, and therefore there cannot be any bedikas amayim, because you might say that the bedikas amayim is totally in the Dvar Hashem and not in the heksha sefer. So he says that's the pashut. They don't even have to think about it. That since there's no shear to it, so even it's not even the Dvar Hashem. So since it's not a Dvar Hashem, it doesn't have the kedusha of the Dvar Hashem. So therefore, the mayim, there's no possibility for the mayim to be bodik. Okay, but the question is that there lacks in Dvar Hashem, but now Tesis follows logically, but now the question will be, since there's no Dvar Hashem, now the question is going to be, can it reappear if you do Shir Tut later? So Tesis is really logically step by step. Okay, that's what he says. As he says, what I said before by Isser, I didn't mean it's just a personal Isser. I mean it lacks in the Kedusha of Dvar Hashem. So therefore the Mayim can't be bodek, because you might say the Bedikas Mayim is not totally in what? In the Shem Sefer, but it's totally in the Dvar, in the Kedusha Dvar Hashem, and that's there. Kamashmal, and that's not there. Now, once that's not there, he says, now we have to have a Chakira. If you put the Shir Tut later, can it return? Can the Kedusha Dvar Hashem return, or not? Okay, so that's Taisus. That was the idea is. Now, the next question. Now, the question was, how could Taisus say that by Tefillin, Halacha Moshe Misina is Bedafki, you shouldn't do Shir Tut? So he said, how could that be? Tais himself holds that what? Kol kisei kodesh shichem shiuta. So you're going to have a lach l'mershim sinai telling you to be over in Avera? That doesn't make any sense. What kind of thing is it? But now we could see why that is so, according to Taisus. Because what Taisus holds is like this. What Taisus holds is, the question is, how could shiuta be megareah? So what Taisus holds like this. That there's two shirtuts. One shirtut we said is a reference to the Dvar Hashem. The other shirtut is in terms of the substance of the ksav, right? Now, when you're writing 3-4 words, over there, it's not the 3-4 words that's the Dvar Hashem. 3-4 words doesn't necessarily have to make an idea, okay? But the 3-4 words are a reference. You're identifying the Dvar Hashem in abstract, the universal Dvar Hashem. Universal entity of Dvar Hashem. So you have these three words appear in the Dvar Hashem. So the shirtut is for the kedusha of the Dvar Hashem. You understand the ideas of the Dvar Hashem, universal ideas of Dvar Hashem, not the specifics. Okay, all right. That we're making that one step. Okay. Therefore, in other words, it knocks out if you don't have the shirtut according to Taisus. It knocks out any kind of kedusha from the ksav, because it's a denial of the Dvar Hashem, the universal Dvar Hashem. So in other words, because these 3-4 words are a reference, 3-4 words are a reference. It's a reference to the universal Dvar Hashem. So therefore, it's machayev and shirtut. You don't have shirtut, so it's not a reference to the universal Dvar Hashem. So I can't have the kedusha of the Dvar Hashem. All right. So, and the Dvar Hashem, the universal Dvar Hashem is one entity. It's one entity, the Dvar Hashem. It's Tarnavim Ksuvim. Tarnavim Ksuvim is Dvar Hashem. That's what it is. Now it goes like this. So what Taisa says is whenever you have Shir Tut, so it's two, the Shir Tut is a double reference. It's a reference to the Kedusha of the Dvar Hashem, and it's also a reference to, it's also a Machshiv of the Ksav of Sefer. And he didn't safer, right? Oh. So ordinarily, that's no problem, Taisus holds. Ordinarily, that's no problem. Everything else in Kol HaTorah is no problem by Megillah Sota. There's no problem by Sefer Torah. There's no problem. There's no problem by Mezuzah. See, in all those cases, no problem. But there's one case going to be a problem. What's the case going to be a problem? Tfilin. Why? Because Tosfos holds that tfilin is a halacha in Dalet Parshios, and it's made up of these unique four Parshios. And these unique four Parshios, you see, create the Kedusha of the entity, and the entity cannot be of a reference to the universal Dvar Hashem, because since it's an insofar as it's a separate identity in a separate entity, if you say this is a reference to the universal, so it takes away from the uniqueness and the identity, the specific identity of these parshas. You see? So therefore, Tosfos says that the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai had a hard time when it came to Tfilin. Because do you put Shirtot on there, it'll take away from its uniqueness as an identity. Do you not put Shirtot there, so it's a question, so it lacks in being Machshev V'Ksav B'Teres Kisvei Kodesh. So along came the Loch L'Moshe Mi-Sinai and said, in this case, it is Kisvei Kodesh without Shirtot. That's what Loch L'Moshe Mi-Sinai always is. Loch L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is an anomaly. The Halacha creates an exception to the case. So therefore, that's what happened by Tefillin, according to Tosfos. That since the Shirtut has a double reference. So double reference in Kol HaTorah is no problem. You can write Sefer Torah as double reference, the reference to Dvar Hashem is fine. But in Tefillin, the reference to Dvar Hashem is going to be a problem. Because over there, the Halacha wanted a unique entity, and it shouldn't be a reference to the Dvar Hashem of all Kisvei Kodesh. So it's Megareya. So that's why the Loch L'Moshe Mi-Sinai came along and said, "Bedafke that what? It's not a reference to the universal Dvar Hashem. Not that this is a part of a greater whole, because a reference to the universal means this is a reflection of a greater whole. But by Tefillin, the reflection of a greater whole would be Megareya, would take away from the individuality and the identity of the Tefillin. Okay." So therefore, we answer the question of how could Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai tell you that you should do an Aveira, right? Ain kosvin kol kisvei kodesh ela b'shirtut. And Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai tells us, go do an Maisa Aveira, right? How can I write Tefillin? It's an Issa. So the answer is that now there's no problem. Why? Because since the whole concept of Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai by Tefillin, that there's no shirtut, what's the idea? The idea is that it shouldn't have universal reference. It shouldn't have the value of universal reference. So therefore, when I write Tefillin, I'm not really making any reference to any kind of universal entity of a Dvar Hashem. So there's no Isser. So there's no Isser. See? The only Isser is the Isser of writing because of the Kedusha of the Dvar Hashem is because you're making a reference to the universal entity of the Dvar Hashem. But over here by Tefillin now, we're saying that the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai didn't want that. Because it wanted to be individual, and individual is not universal reference. So there's no Isser whatsoever. There's no Isser, and that's why Tefillin, you're allowed to write without what? Without Shirtut. On the contrary, you have to do it, because otherwise one of it is wrong. Okay. No. So that's what it is. Mezuzah, the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai said, mezuzah is good universal reference. And it makes sense. Why? Because mezuzah really is... Like Rabbi Tam says later, it is a reference to Kol HaTorah. It is a reference to Dvar Hashem. But Tefillin is different. Tefillin is a unique structure. These four parshias, it's not. There's no one theme over there in Tefillin. See, it's Kaddish Vayikiv Yechlan Nishma Vayishma. It's not a different thing. Different thing. These four comprise the entity. Right. Sota is very good. Sota is very good too. Why? Because Sota is really a reference to Kol HaTorah. Because Kedoshim Tiyum is Purshim and Arayas, so you really mashbiah with the ideas that are related to all the ideas of Kol HaTorah Kula, basically. Because it's Kedushas Yisrael. So that's no problem over there either. Now you can understand the Machlekes Tanaim and Menachas. Whether Mezuzah is Tzricha Shirtut, okay, the three of Machlekes. Mezuzah ain't Tzricha Shirtut, right? Mezuzah ain't Tzricha Shirtut. Mezuzah is Tzricha Shirtut, right? And Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai Mezuzah is Tzricha Shirtut. Alright? According to the Man Damon Holz Mezuzah ain't Tzricha Shirtut, they held like Tosfos that it's exactly the same thing as Tefillin, because it's a unique entity, and on the contrary, Shirtut would be Megareah. According to that Man Damon, no doubt Tosfos would say, according to him, it would be the same thing as by Tefillin. If you ever did it, it would be a puzzle. Okay? That's what he held. The other man, Domer, had a held mezuzahs tree for shirtut, not because Allah Moshe Misinai, but just stam, because he held just like all kisvei kodesh. See, Allah Moshe Misinai is always comes in with an aberration where you can't fit it into the system. So therefore, the man, Domer, held mezuzahs tree for shirtut, stam, without Allah Moshe Misinai, he held like all kisvei kodesh. All kisvei kodesh requires shirtut. So why is mezuzah an exception? Okay, right. In other words, in order to be machshir the mezuzah b'torah schefse shel kisvei kodesh, the substance of the ksav, so you have to have shirtut, just like any kisvei kodesh. Because he held that tefillin is unique. He held tefillin is different. In other words, mezuzah comes under the universal. No different than anything else. So that's why it's Tzorach Shirta. But Tefillin is unique because it's these four identity of these four, so therefore the Shirta actually will be Megareya. See, the Hilchas HaGemirla and Tefillin is not the same thing as Allah HaLaMashim HaMashim HaSayim. It means Hilchas HaGemirla means this we know as a postulate. Namely, that Tefillin is four unique entities. These four unique entities. So once you know that, so then you know Shirtut's no good. Now, the Mandama that holds that mezuzah is Allah Moshe Misinai, what he holds is like this. He holds that really conceptually there's no difference between Tefillin and mezuzah. They're both separate entities. So how is it possible? So they're both separate entities. And since they're both separate entities, so really, they shouldn't. You're caught with the conflict because on the one hand you don't want it to be universal, right? On the other hand, what you know, it will take away from the identity. On the other hand, if you don't have the shirtut, it takes away from the kisvei kodesh, from the substance of the kedusha and the kisvei kodesh. So what do you do? So what he holds is that the Allah HaMashiach Sinai stepped in and resolved it in two different directions. With regard to Tefillin, what did it say? No. It made the Kisvei Kodesh without the Shirta. But with regard to Mezuzah, the Allah HaLamoshe Misinai said, no, do Shirtut. Do Shirtut. Okay? Why? Okay, it's not so hard, not so difficult to understand why. Because even though Mezuzah is not a reference to a whole entity of what? Of a Dvar Hashem, it's a separate thing, but since the idea mezuzah is the most underlying idea of the Dvar Hashem, which is Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, so therefore the Allah HaMashiach Misinai said, in this case it will retain its identity even with the Shirtut. Because in one respect, it really, there is a kiyum of a relationship to the Dvar Hashem. It's not a total tarta de sasri. So therefore, that's the mandama that holds it. That's Allah HaMashiach Misinai, but it resolved it in two different directions. One direction by tefillin where it removed it, and the other one by mezuzah where it actually you need Allah HaMashiach Misinai to keep it, because you could say that would destroy the identity of mezuzah. Kamash Wallah, Allah HaMashiach Misinai made an allowance over here because of the fact that it does partake of some reference to the Dvar Hashem in an essential way, okay, not in the ordinary way. So Allah HaMashiach Misinai said it'll retain its identity. Even though what? Even though you have shirta. So the next point is the Rabbeinu Tam. Now the question is, where does Rabbeinu come in with his three types of shirta? A square around the thing, and then he's got what? Zekei Levan Ve'il, and then he's got mezuzah and Megillas Esther. Right? Okay. Right, so the first thing we said in Rabbeinu Tam is, just like before, we went back to the basic idea of what the shirta's a machshiv, right? Gives special significance, and in Ksav there's two things: we said the ideas, and then there's the Dvar Hashem, and then there's also what? And then there's also the actual substance of the Ksav. Okay, but over here we're going to approach it a different way. In Ksav there are two things. In Ksav itself, in the substance of Ksav itself, there are two things. There is the Dyo al gabe klaf. Okay. There's the Dyo. There's the Dyo, and then there's the klaf. Sorry. In other words, you have the background, okay, the cloth, and then you have the gel. There's two components in writing. You have to have a background, and then you have to put something, a substance on top, right? Okay, two components. So when you have them both, you see, then you have ksav. Okay. Now, what Rabbeinu Tam holds is like this. He also agrees with Rashi in the basic idea that Shirtut is a machshav. Shirtut is essentially a machshav. Rabbeinu Tam held like this, that the halacha was, in being machshav, through Shirtut, the halacha didn't say that you have to be machshav each line, you understand, of the ksav. That's not the way it works. Halacha said you can be machshav the ksav indirectly. In other words, through the background, once you, it's halacha in the gilyonos. See, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, gilyonos. But it doesn't mean gilyonos. You see, that's the thing. It doesn't mean that the shirtut and the square makes is a kiyum in the gilyon. You have a gilyon anyways. What it means is that the shirtut on the gilyon is machshiv, or the ksav that finds itself inside the gilyon. It's also a machshiv of the ksav, but it's a machshiv of the ksav indirectly. You see? That's the understanding of Rabbeinu Tam. Not Rabbeinu Tam held, because he could say on the surface gilyonos, so therefore the shirtut somehow complements the gilyon. I mean, you go that way, then you have all kinds of shirtut. Now, Rabbeinu Tam held that the shirtut on the gilyon is Allah on the gilyon. That's correct. But what is the gilyon? The gilyon is the area. What is the area? The area is the background for the ksav. So therefore, when you machshev, when you put the shirtut in, what you're actually doing is indirectly. What are you doing? You're being machshev the ksav via the background. That's the halacha l'mashmi Sinai of shirtut, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's the halacha of shirtut. Shirtut requires you must be machshev the ksav, but you don't have to do it directly. You do it through the background on which you write. It's a special background, so therefore this ksav is special. That's why it's not absurd, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that a person's writing a letter and he has the four things, and in the middle he writes a pasuk. That how does the shirtut work for that pasuk? That's the answer. The answer is because you don't have to directly be machshev the pasuk. You can do it indirectly. How? Through a special type of activity to the gilyon itself. Okay? That's Rabbeinu Tam's idea, basically. Okay. And that answers the most powerful kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Now, how could Rabbeinu Tam say that if a person does shir to it, he's a potam and a dovar and he's a nikra hedyot? Right? The answer is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you see, according to Rabbeinu Tam, since the halacha said you should be machshav the ksav indirectly, through what? Through the gilyon, right, the four corners, so here this person comes along and he decides, no, I'll be machshav the ksav directly by putting the shirtut on each line. That's a hedyot. The Torah already told you to do it this way. He's a potam and a davar. He's not machuyif to machshav the ksav directly. Indirectly is fine, according to halacha. And he's coming along and saying, no, I'm going to do better. I'll do it directly. That's why Rabbeinu Tam objects. And that's why he's in the grid. The same thing as Mitzvah. Torah says, Teshuva came to Duru. And he's not. I'll sit over here. I'll live over here, even though I'm potam. Even though I'm Mitzvah. So that's Nikrej. That's really a Derev Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. So now we could bring in line. We could bring in line, and now we can answer another question. We said that Rabbeinu Tam had three shirtuts. He had the shirtut on the four sides, then he had the shirtut of Zekel and Veil, and then he had the shirtut of Mezuzah, Ben Shit L'Shita, and Megillas Esther. Now, the shirtut on the sides is really a machshav the ksav indirectly. The shirtut of Mezuzah, that's halacha l'moshe Misinai, that indirectly is not enough. Over there, you must have directly. You must do each line. So it's not a new shirtut. It's the same exact shirtut. It's the same shirtut of the four, but over here, the Torah insists on more. The Torah insists you must be mishartate directly, because mezuzah has special significance. That's what Rabbeinu Tam emphasizes. Amita shel Torah, yechida shel Torah, kabbalah shel malchus shamayim. So the Torah demanded, Allah l'marshin demanded, that over here, when it comes to this, not enough to just rely on the indirect machshev of the four sides of the gilyon. No, you must do it directly. And it seems, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's all you need. You don't need the four sides anymore. Farber pointed that out. I think he's right. It's mashmer, because he says, the filik, see, that's what I said later. He says, mashmer, gil sarta, the psula, roshet, the kina, filik, says in the end, says, he says, Mia la pirusha lo tirits my esrach lo name gab migila sota the psul blashirta. According to Rabbeinu Tam, why do I have to say it's possible that shirta? Kivin la filibus sefer, filu sefer Torah v'sagile b'shirtut l'arba peos. See, sagile. See, Rabbi Natan is enough for the shirtut l'arba peos. It's not that the shirtut of the bein shita l'shita is different and conceptually. It's enough, the l'arba peos, because indirectly is enough. So therefore, according to Rabbi Natan by mezuzah, you don't need the shirtut around the sides, the four peos, because there the Halacha Baruch Hu insists on direct shirtut. Okay, directly being machshav exav. Philosophically, of course, is very good why Megillas Esther also requires Kamita Shel Torah, requires directly being machshav exav. That's like the Rambam says in the end of the famous Rambam, the end of Megillah, that Megillah is not batel alone, even though all Kitzvei Kodesh are batel, but not Megillah. Why? Because that really demonstrates. That demonstrates the hashgacha. The constant, the hashgacha is always a phenomenon, and the demonstrates the true life of a person who lives according to hashgacha and how the hashgacha works. So that's a, so that that will never be batel olam. So therefore, two things. It comes out that there's two. You have two things basically. It's an interesting thing. You have mezuzah, which requires direct shiurut because kabbalah samach and yisod of kol atarakola, and also the knowledge of the Ashgacha, which is in Megillas Esther. Those two things require what? Melamed shetzrichon shirtut kamita shel Torah. That requires directly being machshev. Alright, so apparently the Chachmei Ador, when they constructed the Alach L'Ksivas Megillah, they decided that this is just like Amita Shel Torah, Divrei Shalom of Emes. And they said it's just like mezuzah, just like by mezuzah the Torah, you see the Torah required shirtut on every line. Over here also there must be shirtut. I'll call ben kol shita v'shita. Okay. Yeah. Now the second type of shirtut of Rabbi Natan, which is zekel v'anveyu, that's because that's halacha in what? That's halacha zekel v'anveyu. That's halacha in the ma'aseh k'sivah. That's halacha. That's a different shirtut. In other words, that shirtut Rabbi Natan really only has two. He has the shirtut of a machshiv, and then he has a shirtut for the sofer in order to be able to write a straight line. Okay? Now, there Rabbeinu Tam, and there were two Rabbeinu Tams. Okay, one Rabbeinu Tam held that since there's a kiyum of Zekeh Livan Veyo, so therefore, when you have the shirtut, when you have the shirtut, not only, you see, not only, in other words, like this, if the sofer can't write, both Rabban Tam's hold, he has to do shirtut, right? That's for sure. The only question is like this. The question is, if he does use shirtut, after he's finished, what do I have in the Sefer Torah? Do I have an obsolete indentation over the lines, right? You see? Or no, on the contrary, that's a kima zakeh l'aveyo, because it shows you that what? That he really did it, he took the trouble to do it properly, so the shirtut will be a kiyum of a zakeh l'aveyo in the cheftza. That's what Benatan was mesupik about. In other words, he held for sure if the sofer can't write properly, he has to do shirtut. The only question is, what happens afterwards? Do I have something which is simply useless? Right, and on the contrary, it's something that a line, an indentation in the cloth, right? An indentation. So, and on the contrary, it's bad because it looks like he's trying. He looks like he's saying that he's not relying on the halacha that says you don't need direct shirtut, right? Okay. So if you say that after he's finished it's nothing, so then you shouldn't do it. Then you shouldn't do it because on the contrary, then it's nikrahedjit, all right? And there's nothing there. It's worthless. So what are you doing? You don't need it. You don't put it there. Don't be megareah from the. Don't be megareah. On the contrary, but if you can't help yourself, you have to write. Oh, so zekel aveu is a matir. That's one Rabbeinu Tam. But the second Rabbeinu Tam held that there's no problem. That since it's muchach that he did it in order to in order to do what? In order to write properly. So it's not a problem afterwards. On the contrary, that's a kelim avayo. He's showing that it's muchach from the Sefer Torah now, that he's very careful in how he wrote it. So it's a kelim of zekelim avayo, even afterwards. So it comes out, according to that Rabbeinu Tam, the shiutut on the Sefer is a kiyum in the chefts of Zekeli Van Veil. Okay, it's a kiyum in the chefts of Zekeli Van Veil. So Taisvis says, that Rabbeinu Tam says, that's okay by Sefer Torah. But by Tefillin, it can never be a kiyum in the chefts, because they're mechufin. So therefore, he says, no one does Tefillin. Tefillin is a tefillin you should never do. Let me explain a little better. Okay, the Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin says that the Rabbeinu Tam in Sota and Menachos both differentiated between Sefer Torah and Tefillin. Okay. Yeah. Why? What? Why? What do they say? Oh yes, that since the Shir Tut, and they both held that by Sefer Torah you should do it. Let's get the facts straight. By Sefer Torah you should do it, but not by Tefillin. So why should you do it by Sefer Torah? The answer is because Rabbeinu Tam held that since is a kiyum in cheftza of zekei levan, in other words, the shirtut itself will always be a kiyum in cheftza of noi, right? So therefore you should do it, because in practice, you understand, it always has some benefit, and as a cheftza it's zekei levan veil, so why shouldn't you do it in Sefer Torah? If you didn't do it, it's kosher, because you're machshav the ksav in the four sides. But there's no reason not to do it in Sefer Torah. It's a hidur. It's a kelim aveil. Because once you have it on there ready, it's more beautiful. Okay? That's the Taisvis in Sota, and Taisvis where? In Menachas. But the Taisvis in Gittin held that since you don't need it, so therefore when it's there afterwards, it's not a kim of zekelim aveil. So it's just a practical matter, that if you need it, you do it. Right? So therefore, Sefer Torah and Tefillin are both the same. So that's why he says that you have to make a cheshbon before. Can you write it without shirtut? That's the way you should do it. But since it's not going to be a kim in the cheftza, so it comes out that it's just a nothing. So what does it look like? It looks like he's saying that he has to be machshuv directly. So if he can't help himself, it's okay. So he has a matir. But if he can do without it, since there's no kiyum and cheftz of noi, so he shouldn't do it. Okay? That's the Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin. The other Rabbeinu Tam held that the question revolves around, will there be a kiyum and cheftz of noi with the shirtut or not? Or is it just a lach on the maisa? If it's a kiyum and cheftz, so then you should always do it by Sefer Torah. Okay? Because by Sefer Torah you should always do it. Because, that's it. If it's a kiyum in the if you say it's a kiyum in the cheftz of noi, so on the contrary, saying you should always do it, what do you have to lose? Okay, but if it's not a kiyum in the cheftz, so then it comes out you have an obsolete thing on the Sefer Torah. So then, if you don't need it, b'dafka you shouldn't do it. Okay, so therefore, what Taisvis says in Menachos and in Sota is that Menachos and Sota, Tosfos says that what? That you should do it by Sefer Torah, because it's a kiyum in the cheftza. So you should do it by Sefer Torah, because it's a kiyum in the cheftza, but not by Tefillin, because by Tefillin's mechufin, it's not going to be a kiyum in the cheftza. Okay? In the other Rabbeinu Tam, where he equates Sefer Torah and Tefillin, he holds it's never a kiyum in the cheftza. If it's not a kiyum in the cheftza, then you definitely shouldn't do it. Okay? Unless you need it. Because what are you doing? You have something that's useless on the ksav. And on the contrary, it looks like you're trying to machshav the ksav directly when the halacha says indirect is enough. So you shouldn't do it. That's the machlokes. That was Rabbeinu Tam's doubt. Rabbeinu Tam had a doubt in his mind, his mesupik, whether or not is a kiyum in the cheftz of zekei levan veyu through what? Through the shirtut. So by tefillin, he says, forget it. Because the mechufin, it can't be a kiyum in the cheftz. By Sefer Torah, he was in doubt. One time he held that what? That it is a kiyum in the cheftza, because shows that he took the trouble to do it properly, so it's a kiyum in the cheftza. The other time he held it not. So if you hold that it's a kiyum in the cheftza, so that's when he says, tzrichin l'shartet, because zekei levan veil. So it's always better. So you should always do it. Because even it's a little better. There's no problem. There's no disadvantage. But if you're not a kima nechefza, so therefore it's only a lach in the maisa. So if you can't write it without it, mitzvah lachtov sefer Torah, you have to, so you need it. It's better to have. It's more noy to have the shirtut there with the good line than to have no line. I mean, that's worse. So zekin alaveh is going to force you into doing it. Right? But if you don't need it, don't do it. Because it's just megare. It's nothing. And then on the contrary, it looks like you're saying that you have to makshav the ksav directly, which is kol patam davasei nekrehedit. So you shouldn't do it. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, by the way, what? Okay, so now the Rambam. So the Rambam's like this. That there's two Rambams. The Rambam and Perek Zion, okay. Rambam, Perek Zion, where he says, in the end of Perek Zion, he says, Kol kisvei kosher 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 Krach ze she yesh bo Torah neviyim uksuvim en kedushas ha kedushas sefer Torah. Elka chumash min achumshin. Okay, dina yesek dina achasa. So what is Rambam saying here, basically? The Rambam is saying, why does he have that halacha? Because the Rambam is saying that he's speaking about the shirtut, that the shirtut of what? Of kisvei kodesh. Which means the shirtut that comes with the kedusha of the Dvar Hashem. Because that's why he says, you have Torah neviyim uksuvim in one krach. So it doesn't have kedusha sefer Torah. What kind of kedusha does it have? It has a kedusha of the chafetz shel dvar Hashem. So that Rambam over there is talking about the shirtut for the kedusha of the dvar Hashem, right? That's whenever you have Torah neviim ksuvim together, or whenever you have three words, that's a reference. The three words is a reference to the kedusha of Torah neviim ksuvim. Okay. But let's say you're writing something unique, like for instance over here by Tefillin. So you're writing, so by Tefillin, or say for Torah Mezuzah, so there, what you're doing is you're creating a unique entity of Kedusha. It's Kedusha Sefer Torah. It's a Kedusha Tefillin. It's Kedusha Mezuzah. So it's a separate, unique Kedusha. It's not a reference. So the Rambam really uses the same answer that we explained according to Rashi in Tefillin. According to the Tosfos and Tefillin, namely that where it's a unique entity set apart as a separate kedusha and it's not a reference to the universal Dvar Hashem, you don't need shirtut. You don't need it. So therefore, the Rambam has to say halacha lemosh misinai she'ein kosvin sefer Torah v'lo mezuzah lo b'shirtut. Because were it from the other halacha, I would say over here it's okay, because this has nothing to do with the indivisible Dvar Hashem, the idea of the Dvar Hashem. This is a specific Chafetz Shel Kedusha, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. So therefore, you wouldn't have to do it. But that's what the Rambam says. But that's where the Halacha L'Mosh Mishinai stepped in and said you do have to do it in these cases. So that's a separate Halacha L'Mosh Mishinai, because the Shirtut over there is a separate Halacha that the Kisvei Kodesh and the Kedusha Sefer Torah demands Shirtut. But why does it demand Shirtut? Why does it demand shirtut? Not because of the machshav d'ksav. Like that's by kol kisvei kodesh. That's the halacha machshav d'ksav. But because the halacha is that in the maisa, the ksiva must be a ksiva which is a beautiful ksiva. It can't just be any type of ksav. Okay, that's the halacha. So therefore, shirtut is there because of noi. In other words, this ksiva has to be a ksiva shel noi. Okay? But, so therefore what happened is the ksiva shel noi, the Torah demanded a ksiva shel noi, the Torah institutionalized shirtut as a vehicle of the noi. So therefore, the Ram says it like this, that but that's only according to the Rambam, if in the Chefze there would be a Kiyam of the Noi. So that would be the case by Sefer Torah and by Mezuzah. But Tefillin, which are Mechufin, so the Chefze, there would never be a Chefze Shel Kiyam Noi, there would never be a Kiyam Noi in the Chefze. So the Rams are like this. The Halacha L'Moshe Misinai was that you must do the Maisa Ksiva B'dafke through this Derech Noi. But which is Shirtut. But only when the only when the noy is a kiyum in the chefter, when the noy is not a kiyum in the chefter, so then Allah Lomash Mishina didn't say to do it. You see, that wouldn't make any sense according to the Rambam. If the Rambam would not make it, this basically has to do with Rabbeinu Tam's Chakira, but the Rambam would not make any sense to say that the Loch Moshe Mishinai said it institutionalized shear to it because of Noi only in the Maisik Siva. But then on the cloth, what do you have? A line that has no kiyum. That doesn't make any sense according to the Rambam. It would be the, if in order for it to exist as a halacha, it must be a kiyum in the cheftz of Noi. So the halacha l'moshe m'sinai can institutionalize Noi, but it can only institutionalize Noi if it emerges in the cheftz. If it doesn't emerge in the cheftz, it's senseless to say that you're going to have on a kisvei kodesh something that's completely useless that was there because of the process of ksiva. And now, as a product now, it's worthless. As an entity now, it's worthless. That the Rambam couldn't accept. That's why the Rambam held that by Sefer Torah and Mezuzah is fine. But Tefillin, Shein Mechufin, there's no Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. But the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai was necessary for Tefillin and for Sefer Torah. I mean, for Mezuzah Sefer Torah. Because since it's a separate entity, so therefore it doesn't come under the other Halacha of the universal, because it's not universal, it's unique. Okay? So, but here the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai introduced a Shirtut of Noi. The shirtut of noy, an institutionalized noy, is part of the ksiva to show that it's a special type of ksiva. But it couldn't do it by tefillin because it can only do it where there's a kiyum noy in the chefter. And by tefillin, there's never a kiyum noy in the chefter because they're mechufin. So therefore, Baruch L'Moshe Mishinai was restricted to what? To mezuzah and to sefer Torah. No, the reason why it's Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai is because it's an institutionalization of a process of Zekei Levan Veil. You don't need a real. Let's say a guy can write without it. So why is it no good? So that's why it's Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. But Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai has a concept. It's not an extraneous Halacha of Zekei Levan Veil, according to the Rambam. It's not extraneous. But it is borrowed from the Zekei Levan Veil and became a necessity, a halachic halachic requirement for this, for kisvei kodesh and for sefer Torah and for mezuzah. Now I just wanted to add, Agav Orcha, what we did was we went through the Chachmei Lanil, the Tshuva of Ram, the Chachmei Lanil. Okay, so the Ram says, so they asked the Chachmei Lanil, how come sefer Torah and tefillin need ibul shema and not mezuzah? So it's funny. First he says, "Tshuva lomen nezel nei shalom nishma me mezuzah ibud l'shma veichadit mit mehechad loed maloedma." So Ram just says, "That's it. You don't need ibud l'shma by mezuzah. That's fine." Then he goes, "In tom my time, sefer Torah tefillin tzrichin ibud l'shma lefisha atzmo shel sefer Torah atzmo shel tefillin heim a mitzvah lefich chutzchul asos lem chashivas yisera v'utzuch labdon l'shma lefisha yizor be ibudon leman yam de yomim rabin." V'atzma shel mezuzah ain't a mitzvah. V'lo techashiv mitzvah l'mneisha bias chayev. The main bias ain't mezuzah. Aval sefer Torah tefillin chovas hagufa tedira. Ad kan l'shana. Okay. So of course the Rambam sounds very funny. I mean, first of all, he says heichad mechad lo melotma. So it seems like he answered the question. And then he asks the question. He says, but maybe you'll say my time is sefer Torah tefillin tzrichin yibud l'shmon, and mezuzah doesn't. I mean, he just answered that. That seems exactly what they asked, right? And then he says, he gives funny reason. He says, "Lefi chutzchul asas lem chashivas yisera vutzchul avnu shmon lefi sheizor beibudan leman yam deyom rabin." That sounds like a Maran Avuchim type of thing. He's giving you tam a mitzvah. Why do ibul shma? You mean you do? Because for God, does ibul shma? So therefore, be very careful, and therefore it'll last longer. I mean, v'atzma shemuzuzah ain't a mitzvah. Lo tchash mitzvah l'menei abayis chav v'menei abayis ain't mitzvah. Al sefer tefillin chovas hagufa tedira. Okay, so what's that got to do with anything? I mean, it sounds like a Maran Avuchim answer, and it sounds like that was their question originally. Okay. Yeah, interesting is that it's not exactly their question. You see, their question was Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Neima Or Shel Mezuzah Ain Itzarchi B'Lishma. That was their question. But when the Ram answered, he answered Dintoma My Time as Sefer Torah Tefillin Tzrichin Ibud L'Shman. Okay, he switched it, right? So what we want to say is like this. We wanted to say that the Rambam first answered halachically. If you ask me halachically, why a chayav by Sefer Torah and Tefillin, I'm going to say, that's heichad itmeret, meichad lo admalot, and that's the way we learn halacha. But the Rambam said, if you want to understand on a deeper level, in other words, halacha, you don't have to, in order to know how to paskin halacha, you don't have to know, you don't have to understand certain things. I mean, that's it. Halacha is like that. Now you want to understand why the halacha is like that. Okay? It's a justifiable question, but it's a different kind of a question. Alright? If you ask me why did I paskin this way, because that's the way it is. Halacha must be seen like this and like that, and over there's not. Whatever. But if you ask me what's the rationale behind it, that's a legitimate question. Different kind of a question. See? So over here, the Rambam saw, in what the Rambam saw in their question was, not the way they asked, because they asked why mezuzah is not. Mezuzah is not because they lo itmar, that's it. But the Rambam said, if you want to think about why it is really that the Torah did that, that Ibud Lishma appears in Sefer Torah and in Tefillin, and not in mezuzah. So the Rambam went one step deeper. But the Rambam said like this, if you want to think about it on a deeper plane, you'd have to say like this. You have to understand why did Yibud Lishma fall together? Because Lishma that we have in Ksav, we understand. There, the concept is Lishma is necessary in order for the Ksav to emerge. In order to have a Ksav, you need Lishma, correct? The Kedusha of Ksav requires Lishma. Okay, Kedusha of Ksav requires Lishma. That we understand. But what is Yibud Lishma? Yibud Lishma really doesn't seem like it should be a requirement. So the Rambam reversed their question. Because they asked why mezuzah not. He says, why mezuzah not? It's no problem, because there's no halacha there. But if you want to analyze it theoretically, the question should be reversed. That's what he was saying to them. You should really ask, why does Sefer Torah and Tefillin require Yibud Lishma? If the Kedusha of the Kisvei Kodesh can emerge, and you see from mezuzah clearly it does, without Yibud Lishma, so why should Sefer Torah and Mezuzah require the Yibud Lishma? What is the Yibud Lishma? He says, that's a justified question. You want me to explain to you what Yibud Lishma is? That's a justifiable question. But in terms of asking me why we paskin that Mezuzah is Loboi Lishma and Sefer Torah, that's no problem, halachically, because the Hechadit Mehechad Lavad Malad. But if you want to analyze it one step further, what you really should ask is not the way you asked why mezuzah doesn't have it. You should ask, why does Sefer Torah and Tefillin require? What kind of halacha is that? You see, the Kedusha emerges from the Lishma in the Ksiva, and that's all you need. What is this additional thing? That's what the Rambam answers. The Rambam says, on two planes, basically. He answers it on the plane of halacha, and he answers it on the plane of the Mor Nevuchah. On the plane of halacha, he says like this. He says, because... He says it's halacha. See, the ibud lishma of the klaf really is not, as we just said, it's not halacha in producing the chafta, but the ibud lishma of the klaf is halacha in the use of the chafta. In other words, the reason why you have ibud lishma, it means there's not just a lishma in the ksav, but there must be a lishma, a special designation for the use. A special designation for the use. That's the cloth. Because the cloth is really what you use. You know, Yosios inside of the cloth is what you use. Good cloth lasts longer. Bare cloth is not going to last so long. So therefore, what the Rambam says is that's the concept of Yibud Lishma. Yibud Lishma is a Lishma in the Ksav, which gives the Kisvei Kodesh, the Kedusha, the Ksav. That's enough. Mezuzah, you see, mezuzah requires the same thing, and you don't need it before. But then there's another Lishma, which has to do with the designation and use of the Chafetz. And then he says, so why did the Torah see fit? Now you want to go one step further. So why did the Torah see fit to say, by Sefer Torah and by Tefillin, that you should have a designation in terms of the use? So he says, that's very simple. That's the answer. The answer is, because with regard to Sefer Torah and Tefillin, he says, those are really mitzvos that an Adam is chayiv bohen mitzar atzmo, mitzar ayos Adam. He exists, so he's chayiv to have these. So these are more important, they're more significant in the halachic system. But mezuzah depends. A guy doesn't live in a bias, doesn't need a mezuzah. So apparently you could be a perfected person without a mezuzah. But you can't be a perfected person without Tefillin and Sefer Torah. So therefore the Torah said in these things, the person, when they make these things, they should have a special awareness of a special awareness of the use and the function and the importance of the thing, so therefore they'll make it properly in terms of the, to make sure they have it always and it's always available, and that idea will be implanted in their mind that this is a very significant thing. And Eid Halacha went so far as to make a special requirement for the very construction of the substance, of the entity, very construction of the entity, which is appropriate in something which is indispensable for life, but something which is a conditional thing, the Torah didn't go that far.